Well, to talk about this, we have Dr. Radha Modgil, who's a GP on the Radio 1 surgery program from our London studio, and on the sofa, blogger Hannah Whitten. Good morning to
morning.
You both. Radha, let me start with you, if I may, because you took part in a phone-in program about trolling the other day. What sort of calls were you getting?
Yeah, so we did a phone-in on Sunday on the Radio 1 surgery, and we had an extraordinary amount of calls from young people, teenagers, very concerned about internet bullying, trolling, and it was everything that ranged from people being generally upset to people not wanting to share videos online because they worried about criticism, all the way, unfortunately, to people thinking about self-harming, becoming very anxious and very depressed. So there was a huge spectrum of problems, and it really raised the issue of how big this is in our society.
Okay, so a huge list of problems there. We'll come back to you in a minute. Hannah Whitten, you're a video blogger, aren't you?
Yes.
And obviously, I'm sure on all those networks, those Facebook yeah. and all the rest of it, Twitter. Tell me about your experiences, because you yourself have had some, I don't know, what is it? How would you describe them? Bad experiences?
I've not had many major bad experiences, yeah. but you do get some quite nasty comments from time to time. But with my experience, you just have to ignore them, because mainly what trolls are doing is seeking out attention. And if you just ignore them, then it's a lot easier to put that behind you and not let it get to you. Yeah.
Is that easy to do, though?
I'm not sure, because I feel like I'm quite a self-assured person, but if you're a lot younger and maybe a bit more vulnerable, then those kind of things can get to you. Mm. And just because the majority of people do have good experiences online doesn't mean we should ignore the people who have bad experiences. We shouldn't take them less seriously.
The problem is, Radha, that you can have 99 positive messages and one unpleasant one, and it's the unpleasant one that pierces most sharply, isn't it?
Absolutely. And on the surgery on Radio 1, what we found was that people were really affected, really, really, by these horrible comments. And as you said, you filter out all the good things and all you remember is the bad thing. And when you're growing up, when you're a teenager, a young person, you're already vulnerable. So these messages can be really, really damaging to people's self-esteem. And it's a really nasty way of bullying.
So what's your advice to people who receive these messages?
The main thing is, I agree with what you said already, don't engage. Bullies are always looking for attention. Don't engage. Think about the kind of websites you're actually joining before you join them. And if you do join them, look at the security, try and build up the privacy around your account. And if you are, unfortunately, a victim of it, then block someone, tell the moderator on the website, but also remove yourself if it's carrying on, just to protect yourself.
Hannah, also, just talk about parents' role in this, because it's, you know, we've seen some really tragic stories over the last 10 days or so. What should parents be doing? Because the children in our piece are saying they just don't understand.
Yeah.
They're not on whatever it is.
My parents really understand it, but that's because I talk to them about these kind of things. Mm-hmm. But not a lot of people have, like, as open relationships with their parents. What I always say is that communication is just the best way to, like, solve most things. But it is tricky when you're a lot younger and you don't really want to involve your parents.
So what do you do as a parent? Do you ask to look at the sites, or what's the best way, do you think?
It's tricky. I think you just need to teach your kids about what certain sites are, mm-hmm. which means that the parents actually need to kind of go out and do the research about what is happening on certain websites, so that then they can then give their kids advice.
Right, is it healthy, do you think, to have social media networks that allow people to post anonymously?
I mean, this is a big issue, and actually what we found on Sunday was that people were saying the anonymous comments were obviously the worst, because people have no responsibility, there's no name or face behind what they're saying. So really, I think that's something which needs to be addressed quite quickly, because people become more and more nasty because there's no responsibility.
Okay, Radha, thanks very much, and Hannah, thanks to you. Perhaps we're giving trolls too much glory by calling them trolls. Maybe we should just call them losers instead.
Just horrible people, really.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you both. The BBC does have a service as well called Webwise, which gives information to young people as well.